First game and win of the season. How's it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. We're on the ropes a bit there, but to get the win after playing not too great in the first half is really good.
You were sort of on the back foot there. What changed to sort of get you back into contention, really?
It was a bit cliche, but I feel like the home crowd really got us back into it in that third quarter, and the energy of a lot of guys coming off the bench was really pivotal in the turnaround, I thought.
Charges that Damo and Mitch both took seemed to get everyone up.
Yeah, they're... Those are two very inspirational players, so when they do those sort of things, it really helps us out a lot.
Felt like the defence was what chased them as well throughout that second half. Like, were those moments the ones that made everyone click back?
Yeah, definitely.
Play the way you do.
Definitely. And Madruk had a couple of nice blocks too, which really got us out of our seats. And Damo and Nordo hustling back on defence, taking those sort of charges and stuff, really turned it around for us.
They talk about starting, you started the season on the right foot, getting a win, but it wasn't a comfortable win. Is it a bit of a refresher for next week? Are you more motivated now to get into training and tidy up a few things?
Yeah, definitely. It's always, like, you have to be able to win ugly, so I'm glad we could do that. But yeah, like you said, it wasn't a great win for us, so really sharpen things up at practice this week and hopefully get off on the right foot next week.
Nick Kay's been in pretty good form since coming back from the Opals.
Yeah, he's a very good basketball player. Yeah, he's in great form right now, and I don't see that slowing down. Touch wood.
What was Trev sort of telling you guys in training today?
We just got to own our spots, just do the little things a bit better and clean up defensively, not allow so many easy baskets like we did in the first half last week. I think they shot 71 or 72% from the field, which is, you're not going to win too many games with teams shooting that percentage. So just clean up those little things.
Trying to clean up your shooting a little bit there, getting you guys to shoot some hoops.
Yeah. Now, I think we shot all right from the foul line, but we had that patch where we missed about five in a row, so that probably lingered in the memory a little bit, yeah.
Unique week this week coming up against Illawarra. All the focus tends to be when they play anyone on Lamello. You've played against him already. What was it like?
Oh, he's a very good player. Like, he's a super talented young kid. Not that young, but like, when anyone's projected to go top five in the draft, they must be pretty good. They don't just walk into that, but our focus isn't on one player, it's on a whole team. So we don't really look too much into that. I know fans and all that do, but we're more focused on the Hawks as a whole.
And for the fans who will be looking at him, what will they see? Having you played against him, what was he like? What stood out to you from him in that pre-season?
I feel like he's just got a good feel for the game, which is what makes him pretty special. But like we said, we've only played him once. He had a good game against us, shot the ball well, but like I said, we're going to be more focused on other teams. We're not really just looking into matchups just yet. We'll do that later in the week, though, definitely.
There was a little bit of talk about you in the pre-season and starting this season as well. How do you feel this year compared to last year?
I've always felt confident. It's just more just about learning my role a bit better and sort of stepping up in those moments and bringing the energy when I need to. I feel like I had a good off-season in New Zealand playing like consistent minutes, which I think helped me develop a little bit and mature a little bit. But overall, yeah, I feel pretty comfortable. Yep.
Are you becoming more of a confident player, I guess, out there then?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable. Like, confidence and comfortability are a bit volatile. Like, obviously, they come and go, but at the moment, I'm feeling pretty good, yeah. So I'm hoping I can keep that up for the whole season.
Dario had a bit of a quieter debut this weekend. From what you've seen of him at training and in the season games, what can you guys expect from him?
Yeah, any time someone gets four fouls, it's going to hinder their performance a little bit. But he stayed upbeat on the bench, and he's been so good for us in the preseason, just scoring. And he's a defensive-minded player, so I feel like they can expect to see a lot of defensive stops and a lot of hard-nosed offense as well. So yeah, he's going to be great for us throughout the season.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.